The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with
other people.
I sound like the beaver. This is the beaver. I don't know why I had that intonation in my voice, but welcome to One Life Radio. As I said, this is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Sean Wells. And these guys are all jacked up. I got here.
We're jacked. We were listening to rap music.
They were listening to rap music, and I was joking that I was going to learn how to rap. So when I talked to my former husband,
Bernie B,
the father, the father of my children, I was just going to rap to him.
She was
going to
start out with say little something, and I don't know. If you guys know Bodak Yellow, look it up.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be a fun way if you could just like rap everything? That people
spit
that like you don't, you know, don't have like the best relationship with, that you could just jack with them.
Spit your flows. I was watching that new show, The Four. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm. Oh, it has the music show.
Yeah, it has Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, whatever his 18 names is.
Wow.
And what's the other guy? DJ Khaled.
DJ
and
Khaled.
Meghan Trainor, and then some other dude. But.
I
yeah,
love
we
Meghan
the best
Trainor.
Music.
I saw her in concert a couple of years ago at the Granada. So it was this. I didn't say huge, hugely small. It was a very small, is what
yeah,
I meant
I like
to say,
that.
Venue.
I like that venue.
It was
yeah.
amazing. I mean, we were just a couple, like 20 feet away from her. It was insane. She's so talented.
I love seeing like the artists by themselves, like at like these smaller venues, than seeing like the mega concerts.
Me too.
You know, like
yep.
Like House of Blues, like all these places like around Dallas, like you can connect with them a lot more. You just feel like you're.
Right.
Like
and right they've there. Had some great, you know, some great concerts at some of the, what are some, what's the biggest, the biggest space here in Dallas? Can't think of the word I want to use right now. Forum, whatever.
American Airlines.
Yeah. Is it? No, American Airlines isn't so bad, but the Jerry World, which I've never seen a concert
oh,
there.
Oh, yes, I
heard
I have.
It's like, I've heard it like really stinks.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's not a good place for concerts.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
It was
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good venue.
Yeah.
For.
I think I saw Taylor Swift there. Mm. But she was so far, you know, because they
yeah.
had them in the back.
Yeah, and then yeah. you're just watching her on that giant TV.
Yeah, it was better than...
I don't know. So what's your favorite place to watch a concert here in Dallas, Texas? Diamond, that includes you.
I like JEXA or one of the outdoor venues.
Yeah.
The best.
Really? No, I do too. But we saw Third Eye Blind there. It was amazing yeah. over yeah. the summer.
God, they were
I
good.
Like House of Blues or Granada, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like those kind of places.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't get that many big, you know, they it's all about the tickets and the money of
yeah.
these people are going
to
go
I
on
listen
tour.
To like a lot of like independent, like kind of like coming up kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's cool like when you can see someone, you know, with just like 1,000 people there instead
well,
of
well, you know,
50,000.
Touring is exhausting. And I mm-hmm. have a good friend who's very good friends with Tom Petty. And he was exhausted at the end of that tour, just absolutely exhausted. And anybody that knows anyone that's ever toured, they make it look easy because they're very talented, but it's really a ton of work. And it's very hard to be on the road that
yeah,
long.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and it makes me think, I was reading Willie Nelson's book last night. Oh my gosh, what a character he is.
Uh-huh.
The name of the book is like, Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em or something like that. I can't recall the name right now, but full of little stories from everyone in his family. And
hey, we saw him too. And weren't you there?
Yeah, we went to go see Willie Nelson. Yeah,
this summer, that was good.
Mm.
Yeah, so a lot of, concerts are fun. Music is great. It's a huge part of my life, as it is many people out there listening. And we've got a really great show coming up today. We've got Dr. Mike Fencer. He's going to be talking about the American Heart Association 2018 and the F word. I won't tell you what the F word is. I'm going to tease you a little bit. And Sean Wells is going to be talking about collagen, what it does in the body, and is it worth supplementing with? Because collagen is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's
like the hottest supplement around.
It's oh my gosh, all the products because of it. And the paleo movement kind of started it. But we're going to dissect it. We're going to talk about it and mix it around. And of course, we've got Maura Davies on the line because she is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. and we're talking about New Year's resolutions for your pets. Maura, how are you, and Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year. Oh my goodness, it's going to be a wonderful year, I know it, and it's a great time for folks out there to take a look at New Year's resolutions, not only for themselves, but also to help their pets be healthy, happy pet citizens.
Yeah, you know what's funny is what do you think about this? Okay, so you talk about happiness. Happiness comes in a lot of different forms. I saw this little article that was written in Women's Health, actually. It was like, I want my single cat to have some company. How do I bring in a second cat? But my question to you is that a good idea to get your pet a roommate or a friend in the new year?
My single cat.
On your, yeah, it depends.
It sounds
on your
like a
pet.
Tinder or something.
I know.
Would be the solution. sorry, Maura. I was just like picturing like a cat Tinder.
Well, no, that would be hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Well, because
it depends on your actual pet. I mean, some pets are going to do really, really well with other friends, and some are not. Now, a lot of people think of cats as being super solitary, but they're actually very social. And of course, dogs are very social, but it all depends on the animal. So a lot of organizations across the country, including the SPCA of Texas, encourage people to, for dogs, bring their vaccinated spayed or neutered dogs to the shelter to meet a new potential friend, a new potential doggy friend. Or with cats, we give people really specific advice on how to introduce cats to each other. And we talk to people about how a new pet will work with their current pet.
Well, and there's so many out there that need adopting, and I found three animals over the holiday break, Maura. And one of them got back to its original owner because it was microchipped and it had a collar on with its identification. So it was back home in a matter of minutes. I found it in the middle of the road trying to eat some scrap food when I was on my way out to dinner. And the owner came and got it pretty quickly. But there's another couple of dogs that I have, two little Shih Tzus that have no microchip, no collar, no way of me knowing where the heck they came from, and no signs up anywhere. And so microchipping is something that's really important in the new year, isn't it?
It is so true. It's a really quick, easy, very inexpensive way to make sure your pet can always come home to you. It's a device about the size of a grain of rice. It's inserted with a little needle similar to a vaccine, and so it's non-surgical, right kind of between your pet's shoulder blades, between their layers of skin, so it can stay in the same spot. There's a number that comes up with the scanner that will tell any veterinarian, any clinic, any shelter, any rescue group, hey, this pet belongs to so-and-so. So we recommend that in addition to making sure to keep collars and tags on your pets, put your cell phone number on there, your email address, both of them if you can. Help them come back to you. And it's like I said, in so many places, it's so inexpensive and quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm having it done on Monday. Dr. Jimmy Norris is going to neuter these two little dogs, too. So let's talk about spaying and neutering, how important that is for their health.
We could talk about this for hours. I mean, there are millions of animals in the United States looking for homes, millions that are euthanized. Spaying and neutering can put a dent in this. And put it down in pets suffering and dying on the streets. So if you haven't, please get your pet spayed or neutered. In many areas, including Southern Dallas, the SPCA of Texas is part of a wonderful group working in Southern Dallas to offer free spays and neuters to people in specific zip codes. So we have, in addition to that, low-cost spay and neuter services available all the time at our three clinics. So we're out and about. There's so many groups all over the country that are. It's a huge thing. It'll prevent overpopulation, but it'll also reduce the chances of cancer in males and females, and it can eliminate your pet's urge to roam and mark. So even if you're not thinking of all of those pets that are euthanized, think about other people. Think about your own pocketbook.
Right.
Having your pets spayed or neutered will help keep them at home and help keep them away from dangerous things on the streets like other animals, wild animals, cars, mean people, and the list goes on.
Absolutely. What about preventative medicine?
Preventive medicine can be very, very important. So it's important to get a good relationship with a wonderful veterinarian. Keep your pets healthy. Get them checked up at your veterinarian scheduled. Once or twice a year is what most veterinarians will advise.
Right. Well, what about a heartworm check? I think that's particularly important here in Texas.
It is, and get started now. So right now in January, before the mosquitoes start again, after we've had the, some cold weather, those guys aren't as active, have your pet checked. If they need to be treated, have them treated. It can be expensive, but if you don't have them treated, if they have heartworms, it will lead to their death, and it is very painful. So make sure that your pet is treated, and then if they're negative, if they're, you know, if you're just getting your pet, keep them on heartworm preventive if they're heartworm negative, to keep them from getting this deadly disease. It's spread by mosquitoes, and there really is no other way to prevent it other than giving them preventive medicine.
Yeah, like so the heart guard, right?
That's one of them. There are so many different kinds.
Are there?
There are different kinds. Yes.
HeartGuard must spend them. Recommend. They must spend the most on advertising because that's the one I know. Oh, my goodness. And fleas and ticks?
Fleas and ticks, same thing. They're preventive that can keep your pets from either being in pain. My personal dog a few years ago, he was horrifically allergic to fleas, which created other medical issues. And it can also, preventing fleas can prevent many other very deadly illnesses. So all these are great things. Get your pet in to the veterinarian, get him spayed and neutered, and adopt from shelters or rescue groups. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Maura. And thank you for all that you do to help animals out there across our community and across this country. As the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, everyone, we're going to break. We'll be back. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, Sean Wells, and Dr. Mike Fenster. He is known as the Food Shaman, affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He is a board-certified cardiologist and a very fine author, I might add. He is the author of the books The Fallacy of the Calorie, which I actually was reading last night, brushing up on it, and Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It, and Ancient Eats are all currently available to order at chefdrmike.com. And his newest book, Food Shaman, The Art of Quantum Food, will be available here pretty soon in the next couple of months. So good to have you on the show. How are you doing? Happy New Year, Dr. Fenster.
Happy New Year, Bernadette. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Great. I'm doing great. So I want to know what we're talking about today, the AHA 2018 and the F word.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna start with a little story. I'm gonna tell you a little tale. I kind of set this up. So this is a little allegory for all the folks in the studio. So let me start by saying, you know, we just finished New Year's, right? So mm-hmm. imagine that there's this young man, and he was out celebrating New Year's very vigorously. And we'll say the young man's name was, oh, I don't know, AHA.
Okay.
Because he just liked to go by his initials.
Okay.
And he was out, and he was having a good time on New Year's, maybe a little bit of a good, too much of a good time. And so he leaves the festivities, and he's kind of stumbling around a little bit. And all his folks are telling him, his friends are saying, well, you know, you probably shouldn't be driving. But he says, I'm going to drive. He's determined to drive. And he gets out there, and, you know, he's fumbling around for his keys. And
not a good sign.
lo and behold, who walks by but policeman's walking down the street? And he finds them, you know, they're kind of about, you know, a quarter mile from his car under the streetlight. And the policeman walks up to him and says, son, you know, what are you doing? And he says, well, officer, I'm looking for my car keys. And the officer's a little bit puzzled, and he looks at him and he goes, well, shouldn't you be looking over where your car's parked? And he said, yeah, you're right, but the light's better over here. and that is a little example of something that happens in research and happens a lot in medicine called the streetlight effect. And that's exactly what the AHA has been doing. So they've been spending their time looking at fats and how they affect things in a test tube, and they haven't really looked at how they affect people. And at the end of the day, that's what we're concerned about, right? You know,
right.
How do fats and saturated fats, do they give us heart disease? Do they make us fat? Do they give us diabetes? You know, what is the impact of these? How does it relate? Nobody cares what happens in a test tube unless it has an impact on us as people. And in research and in medicine in particular, we can kind of get succumbed to that streetlight effect where we're over here looking at this because the light's better, but it has nothing to do with starting the car, you know, half mile away.
That's really interesting. I've never heard that term before.
I think it's a statistics term call, and it's actually called the streetlight effect.
Cool. Well, the American Heart Association says a lot of things, don't they?
Well, they do, and not all of them are good. And you know, what is really frustrating, you know, we play the all nightmare long, and my nightmare is this obsession the American Heart Association has with really confusing the issue by telling people, and they double down this summer, again, tell people to eat even less saturated fat than the current guidelines, which is 10%. They're telling people to eat 8% or less.
Mm-hmm.
And if folks head over to chefdrmike.com, we've got an article about that that goes into it. But, you know, basically yet another meta-analysis, meaning a study that looked at a bunch of smaller studies that have been done together, mm-hmm. came to the conclusion that there's absolutely no data for that when we look in terms of, you know, does eating fat bring us early mortality? Does it cause heart disease? Does it cause obesity, et cetera? There's just no correlation between, you know, fat, particularly saturated fat intake, and heart disease. But certainly, as you mentioned, the fallacy of the calorie, there is a huge correlation between the quality of the foods we eat in the modern Western diet,
mm-hmm.
and the subsequent development of disease.
Well, Sean raised his hand. He wants to say something here.
I was just wondering.
Sean?
Yeah, in place of these horrible saturated fats that are killing us, we should probably follow the American Heart Association and eat these heart-healthy fats that are highly processed vegetable oils. Is that what you'd recommend for us?
Well, actually, one of the studies that we talk about that's in that article actually looked at that, and they found that there was no basis for the American Heart recommendation that saturated fat be replaced with polyunsaturated, you know, as you're right, mostly vegetable oils. So, you know, absolutely not. It's all about the quality of our food. We
right.
eat food. We don't sit down and have a bowl of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find in these low-fat, no-fat foods, they've been adulterated. And they have a lot of things sort of added to them or things taken out that may not be so beneficial. And because people eat foods, when you're eating less of something, you eat more of something else. And in this country, that tends to be sugar and refined carbohydrates. So it's a double whammy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to ask you guys this because I pulled this off of the website Food Dive this morning. It caught my attention. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Whole grains are key to reducing chronic diseases.
Okay, I'll let Sean go first.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of broad. I mean, I don't know. Whole grains. What is that in regards to?
That's the title, but it says researchers from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington found consuming more whole grains could help reduce the global burden of chronic diseases more than reducing sodium, eliminating trans fats, or cutting out sugar sweetened beverages, according to Baking Business,
who I'm sure has some interest in the baking business.
Let me guess, that study was funded by Pillsbury.
Probably.
Right.
And I have a couple of quick comments on that. One, I sort of agree with Sean. It's sort of an overly broad statement. Two, it depends on the quality of our whole grains. Right. So are we eating whole grains that are, you know, GMO variants that have been inundated with Roundup? We know that that has some potentially very potent negative health effects. And I would refer to a very interesting study. I believe it was done, it might have been done in Israel, but it's a very well done study. And what they did was they looked at individuals' response to the ingestion of whole grain type foods into their diet. Whole grain breads is what they used. They compare that to a sourdough and also to like a Wonder Bread. And the fascinating thing was there was absolutely not one individual human characteristic or variable that would predict whether you had a positive response in terms of reducing inflammation, you had a pro-inflammatory or negative response, or a sort of neutral. As a whole, when they looked at this group of people, there was no impact. There was no change in adding these whole grains. But when they looked at individuals, what they found is based on the composition of their gut microbiome, that alone determined whether you had a positive response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we know that eating the modern Western diet changes our gut microbiome for the worse, for the negative. So all this sort of feeds back, you know, getting your drive-through burger and putting on a whole wheat bun, that's not a solution.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree. So the F word being fat, what do you want us to know about fat?
Mm. Well, you could substitute whatever you want. I made it so it reads.
I like it.
What they need to know is fat is not bad. So this whole push that you hear from the AHA about reduce your fat intake, particularly your total unsaturated fat, it's more about the quality of the food we eat than the fat content.
It feels like they're like the last holdout of a lot of these scientific bodies of believing that, don't you think so?
It is, Sean, and it's disturbing because not only, you know, do they sort of refuse, and we talk about the fact that, you know, if you look here, I think I've got five or six studies that are quoted in this paper, the oldest of which is 2009, most of them are 2014, 15, 16, and 17. The AHA is relying on studies from the 1970s, the 1960s, mm-hmm. and 1970s. And they're doubling down and, you know, pushing this, and it's really confusing the progress that we're making. They did finally get rid of the total fat guideline, saying, you know, no more than 30%. So they're not making a recommendation one way or the other now with the latest U.S. guidelines. However, they are still pushing this 10% saturated fat myth, which, interestingly enough, one of the studies went back and looked. There was no evidence at the time that the guidelines were implemented to support those guideline recommendations. And the long and short of it is, in the 40-plus years since they've been implemented, there are no studies in these meta-analyses that go back and support the continued use of these guidelines. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's really frustrating.
It is frustrating. And there's so many Americans that are sick. I have a very dear old friend of mine that I talked to on the phone the other day, and he's not that old. He's like, I'm going to guess he's, we never talk age, but I think he's like probably in his late 50s. He's got diabetes. He's obese. You know, he's got
metabolic
high blood
syndrome,
pressure.
Yeah.
He's got, his kidneys are starting to fail. He's got, and the doctors say there's, and he's on like all these prescription meds. And I said, I'll call him Joe. Joe. That's not his real name. But I said, what are you doing? You know, tell me what you eat. Like, tell me what you ate today. Skim milk, bowl of cereal, a couple of V8s, and loves his Diet Coke, and like all these things that are killing
just
Americans, right?
Yep.
Just processed food. I'm like, Joe,
but
what are you doing?
Fat.
Huh?
But it's low fat.
It's low fat, exactly. And so he's just one of the victims of the brainwashing, you know, that Americans have received. And it is
absolutely
frustrating. Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Oh, did you want to add anything else before we go to break?
Nope. You know, I try to keep it simple. So, folks, it's all about the quality of the food. Don't pay attention to the fat. You know, the man behind the mirror, the mask there, the fat. It's all about the quality of the food.
Well, and I want to add one more thing. You're the F word, Dr. Fenster, because you're fabulous.
Oh.
That's the F word, okay?
There we go.
Fantastic.
All right.
Y'all take care.
Yep, you too. We'll talk to you soon. All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Love this song. Oh my gosh. Brilliant Disguise, right?
Yes, yeah. The Boss.
By The Boss. That's right. Bruce Springsteen.
With his blue jeans.
Oh man, he's still hot. In fact, I got the cover of one of the music magazines that he's on the cover of. He and God bless his soul, Tom Petty, was on another one. And I like reading about the music industry. I always have. It's interesting. So many cool people like us. Welcome back to One Life Radio. Did you like that segue?
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got Sean Wells in studio. For those of you maybe just now joining us that have never heard Sean on the show, he is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator and has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo. He is also a registered dietitian and has his Master's of Public Health and Nutritional Biochemistry. You can check out his site at seanwells.com.
I am white.
You
it's
can
true.
Check out his white.
I was hiding it. The irony is we were singing rap songs.
Secrets out. Oh, my gosh. At Zone Halo on Instagram. So today we're talking about collagen, what it does in the body, and is it worth supplementing with? You see it everywhere now. I mean everywhere. There's so many products out there.
And it's because it's one of the most abundant proteins in your body. And the funny thing is, like, it used to be thrown into, like, there'd be, like, whey protein shots or these protein bars. And because it's a lot less expensive protein, it used to be kind of thrown away, the connective tissue that wasn't the meat. Like, you could get it and throw it in your bars or these products, these protein shots. And, like, people thought that they were getting, like, whey protein or, you know, more expensive protein.
Right.
But it was collagen, and collagen was thought of as like kind of a low quality protein because it only has a few amino acids in it, and it's not great for building muscle. But what we've found out a lot more about now, and it's become more relevant, like you said, with paleo and primal and you know all that kind of stuff, is that like we don't eat those kind of things anymore. We don't eat bone and joints and connective tissue and skin and all that stuff. We just eat the meat.
Used to chew on the bones and then like lick the collagen out of the middle and stuff? Is it like a dog does with a dog bone like that?
Certainly like ancient man would have, or animals do when they kill another animal. But so we don't get that stuff anymore. And what's really fascinating is like about 30% of our body is collagen.
Right. And a huge amount of our body. Isn't there silica as well in every single cell? And isn't silica somehow related to this as well?
Yeah, exactly. It's an important part of like the bone matrix and like bone mineral density. Like so, that's why we've talked about calcium before.
Right.
That calcium isn't enough, and if you were to eat bone or have bone broth,
right,
like you would get collagen. You get the other parts of bone. Like there's calcium, there's phosphorus, there's magnesium, there's silica, boron, all these things that are part of the bone matrix. That if you really wanted to strengthen bone, you would take. If you just took calcium, you actually could potentially increase your risk of calcification of your arteries and actually worsen your health.
Right. That old Carla Palmer and I have talked about it many times. She's a naturopath and a good dear friend of mine. You know, they tout this. There's no wonder there's so many products because, okay, so this is what they say that collagen does. It can give you better skin, stronger bones, a healthier body by just downing a single pill. And that's what some supplement makers claim. And so I want to know the truth because it seems to me with the aging American, population, the timing is everything for this. And do we really need it? Furthermore, if we supplement with collagen, are we going to shut down our natural production of collagen in our body?
Okay. Where do I start with that? I think we should supplement with either collagen or go the paleo primal path and I don't know, maybe eat more of these other pieces or have like the bone broth. Now there's actually a more concentrated bone broth where you get more collagen in it. But you can just get like a collagen powder and just add it to like if you make a whey shake or your plant protein shakes, just add a scoop of collagen to it.
But should now, you?
Yes, I do think you
believe
should.
In it.
Yes. That there's some good studies that about 5 grams a day, which is only like a spoonful, is enough to help do some of those things that you were talking about. Actually, like strengthen your skin, add more hydration and skin elasticity, brighten your hair. And then there's things like helping with like leaky gut junctions. Mm-hmm. So like actually helping with your gut, making your fingernails stronger. There, and of course, like bone mineral density, like we were talking about, and then joints, tendons, ligaments. It really is important. And if you were not going to, like let's say if you're a vegetarian or a vegan and you don't want to have collagen from these animal sources, mm-hmm. then I would look into doing like vitamin C, lysine, proline, aloe vera. Some of these things can actually promote collagen production. And so like those would be like ways that you could kind of get around like getting the animal sourced.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly do think there's value now to getting collagen, and it is really cheap. So, and I do think this paleo movement of having bone broth or just like, you know, Dave Asprey like talks about like adding it to the coffee, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff.
It has, if you have it in a bar, I think of, I buy some of Dave Asprey's bars, the lemon ones. Yeah. I saw them at the Paleo FX. Yeah. And they have like a little, they're good, but they have a little bit of like a bitter aftertaste. And I'm wondering, that's just part of the nature of the collagen?
Yeah, it is. Yep, exactly.
Well, let me tell you, let me read this to you. This is from an article that I pulled, The Curious Cases for Collagen. And it is from Naturally DannySEO.com, and he says that buyer beware, because in some cases nothing's quite that simple. Experts now estimate that there are more than 29 different types of collagen, each compromised of different amino acids, so finding the specific one you need can be tricky. And in most cases, what you're buying at the health food store isn't hydrolyzed type 1 collagen, says Moyad. And vegans take note, type 1 collagen is usually, like you said, extracted from animal hides and bones or fish scales. And some studies have shown that these animal materials can be sourced of dangerous metals, or can be a source of dangerous metals like lead. So popping collagen in a pill could put you more at risk for related health concerns. So what do you say to that?
Yeah, so there's truth to that. There's actually a lot of different types of collagens. Mostly the ones that we're talking about are type 1 and type 3. There is a ton. There's really five main types of collagen, but most of the ones that we're talking about for like hair, skin, nails, and joints is type 1 and type 3. So I would buy like a really quality company, like maybe a branded version, you know, type 1, type 3 collagen powder.
Read your labels.
Yeah, just read your labels. And like if it has too many things added to it, or they don't tell you the dose, or it's not like a branded company from a quality name that you trust, mm-hmm. then I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. I'll do a little research myself. And speaking of research, it says, and despite all this promising research, there's also evidence that digestive enzymes break down the collagen found in pills and powders and may negate any of their benefits. That's why when it comes to staving off fine lines and wrinkles, dermatologists say a preventative approach should always be the first strategy, like just simply wearing SPF.
Yeah, that's possible. And so going back to like some of the other things that you could do if you don't want to try a collagen, it would be vitamin C in a higher dose. Like there's some studies, like 300 milligrams of vitamin C twice a day. Lysine, which is actually in your plant protein that you take, is a really good amino acid.
It's in the actually, Sun Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the two ketogenic amino acids, leucine and lysine. And lysine is actually really potent at improving the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does it promote collagen, but it promotes the immune system. So that would be a good amino acid to take.
And yeah, they have both in the product, the lysine and the
leucine.
Leucine. Yep. Mm-hmm. They look very similar, sound very similar. But yeah, and thank you for bringing it up, because I do want to steer people in the right direction so they don't waste their hard-earned money, which is one of the reasons we want to talk about this. There's so many brands out there, though. I mean, there are so many.
Right. It's getting to be crazy. I know, like in your Paleo magazine, there's a ton of the, you know, either in the liquid form or mm-hmm. the powdered form now, and it's the bone broth thing,
right.
And you're getting more of these, you know, bone stuff. And I would probably say, like, you know, to the point of the article that you're reading, that getting like a quality like organic grass fed bone broth does make more sense.
Or make your own bone broth.
Sure.
Take a whole organic
pasture-raised
chicken, put it in a pot. I did that the other day because when I made chicken yummalicious, I made a chicken for my dogs.
Absolutely.
And it's got a ton of bone broth that I can mix into their dog food.
Absolutely. You can go to your butcher, and sometimes, and I know that sounds weird, and you can get like these parts that they're typically throwing away. Right. You can get some of the, you know, the tendons, the joints, the bones, and just like make a broth of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Do mm-hmm. it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself. And then you know where it's coming from.
Exactly.
And it's fresh. I would
yep.
think that that's going to be
totally.
Pretty critical.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, so we're going to talk more about this and a lot of other things. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Hi, it's Bernadette. It's cold and flu season, and Sun Warrior wants to help you keep your immune system strong. Sun Warrior Silver Immune Shield delivers microionic silver and 72 plus trace minerals to support the immune system naturally. The Immune Shield Complex is a fulvic acid complex produced in nature with loads of minerals to feed your immune system. Go to sunwarrior.com to get your silver immune shield today. That's sunwarrior.com.
Let it play.
I know, it's cool. What is this? I've never heard it. I like
that.
Oh, I know this one. Oh yeah, okay.
So it's like
I've just never heard the long intro. Why do they do that? I know.
It's like
I know
a remixy version, right?
It's really cool.
That's like a dance remix version of it, right?
Yeah, it's a different version of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool though. I like
yeah.
it.
I just, you know, again, the music is everything. I don't know how people
Ram
I don't know
jam.
How people get through life without a lot of music, which is kind of a great segue for what we're talking about this last segment today. It was 11 resolutions for a better you, proven by science. And I just love some of these really, really good suggestions of how to change your life in 2018. So it says here that it's wise for each of us from time to time to stop and evaluate our lives as we seek to make the most of them, which is what One Life Radio is all about. And regardless of the time of year, self-reflection is so important. And so it says, consider then these 11 resolutions for a better you, proven by science. It is, after all, our habits that determine the course of our lives. So, Sean, let's start with the first one here.
Yeah. Oh, and I just want to say, this was one of the best lists I've ever come across. And
me
it's
too.
Just so sound and scientific and just, it's really good stuff.
It is.
And none of it's like crazy or weird or
right.
like, so number one is exercise, you know, and that makes sense. Just try and get some exercise in your life. And some people are like, well, you know, like I only have so much time in my day and, you know, I want to spend time with my kids. Okay, well, spend time with your kids exercising, like
right.
ride bikes with them or play catch with them or walk outside with them. Or, you know, like I want to spend time with my significant other. Well, then go take a walk and, you know, like get outside and do it. Or like at lunch, like, you know, like if you have a job where you can eat lunch at your desk maybe while you're working, but then go walk during your lunch break, then do that. Like get outside. you know, exercise. Starts, you know, it's always the whole thing, like, start where you are.
Right.
You don't have to, like, you know, do like the Tabata hit, you know, like Orange Theory, like, I got to go all out. Like, and then like a week later, you're like, ah, I can't do this crap. Like, well, just start where you are right. And just start something that you'll keep up and just exercise. Just get out there and do something.
I gave that advice to a friend driving here this morning. She's suffering from a little bit of depression. And I said, go for a walk. Just go for a walk. Yeah. And you've got those nice woods by your house. Don't go too deep in the woods, but just, you know, walk around the perimeter or whatever. Go, you know, hang out with the trees. It'll make you feel better. And there's actually, as you said, science to back this up. I'm going to read an article, a little bit of it, just from the Wellbeing Journal, which is one of my favorite magazines. It's an excellent publication. Nature's Healing Powers. It talks about that these exposures to nature contribute to better mental and physical health in both the short and the long term. And in a 2007 British study showed that a walk in nature reduced depression by 71% of the participants. That's amazing.
We're supposed to be there. Like, you know, it's kind of like how we were talking about we should eat more natural before.
Yeah.
Like, we're supposed to be moving. We're supposed to be outside. We're not supposed to be in chairs in like these boxes.
No.
It's not how life is supposed to be.
And I've said this before on the air, and you know, I feel better the minute I walk outside.
Right.
Just the second I walk outside and the air hits me and the sun or the moon and the stars, depending upon which time of day it is, I just immediately feel better. And so then there's science to back this up. So do it. Get out there in nature and take a little tiny walk. It'll make you feel better. And it's just good for you to do it daily. Even though we talk about the sun gazing,
yep.
You know, getting in touch with the sun early in the morning and then at night, it sets your circadian rhythm so you even sleep better.
Circadian rhythm is it's totally important. Exactly. And we're getting messed up with all this like internal like lighting and our devices and being inside. And yeah, we're not getting our circadian rhythm set, which actually is tied into every cell in your body.
Which leads to depression too, when you're not sleeping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder, all that stuff. Yeah, ties into the blues.
Yeah, and some people say that's it's not real, and that is.
Oh my goodness.
It's so
real.
Backed up by science. I just wanted to cringe when they said it, but
yes.
But anyway, but I kept
my mouth
shut. So
that was number three as well, is go outside.
Diamond is waving her arm in there. Yeah. Wait, so she wants to ask
quick
something.
Question: what's circadian rhythm?
Ooh. Oh,
so okay.
I love it. Thank you for asking.
No,
go ahead,
great.
Sean. Go ahead, Tony. that's my Sopranos impression.
Circadian rhythm is like it's actually tied into every cell in your body. It's a little clock, and so like all your hormones, your neurotransmitters follow this clock. And you know, like that, like we have 24 hours in a day. And like, you know, you can think like how your menstrual cycle would even follow like the moon. And like we're actually tied to the universe.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like our body is tied to the sun and the moon and, you know, like all these things, like the amount of light we're supposed to get and just being outside in this. And it's kind of cool to think about how the planets revolve, the sun and the moon. You know, men have these cycles as well. And it's just fascinating. So the circadian rhythm is that 24-hour rhythm. And literally, like, when we're at night and we're getting blue light from looking at our iPhones and, you know, whatever, it's messing up your circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. And, like, melatonin isn't released, therefore, and you don't fall asleep.
Well, and that goes for television, which is number two on this list. Less television. Those seeking intentionally realize the negative influence television has on their mind. It impacts our worldview, encourages consumerism, oversimplifies life, and results in less life satisfaction. And I have to tell you,
it's totally true.
I just had the television on because it was on SportsCenter, I don't know. I was watching one of the ball games, one of the college games, and then the game was over, and then you know the television was still on. I was in the kitchen cooking, and this television show that came on was so violent, you guys, that I was astounded. And I marked the time. It was 8:30 p.m. And I thought, what about all the kids that are out there seeing this, you know what, this SH, you know what? I just was horrified. And we wonder why children are so screwed up and so aggressive. They see like it's nothing, like just, oh, shoot him up, killed him, bam, he's dead. And it was like...
It's a whole other discussion for me, like why... Like,
it's why, so bad.
Why boobs are like so... awful and terrible for a child to see, but like you can cut someone in half with a chainsaw and that's okay. Like,
right.
Where did that line come from? I don't know.
It
but.
Was so violent. In just a couple seconds that I was watching, Sean, three people were killed.
Yeah.
And it's like that's and so when you're watching that, you're like, oh, three people were killed, and then they just move on to something else, and it's just so bad for everyone, especially children.
Well, and this points out with television, so like you said, you're getting that blue light, you're sitting there, mm-hmm. you're not active, right? And they've shown sitting is even worse than smoking potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting, like you said, drama quite often, especially at night. It's going to wind you up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The music and the Game of Thrones. And I even like some of these shows, but they're probably not good to watch at night. And then, there's all this negativity and consumerism, and it makes you want things. Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel like you don't have enough things. And so you want to go buy things because of TV. And so if you're just out exercising and outside and you're not around your TV, you'd be amazed at all the positive effects that you're getting from that.
Well, and I want to say this, that this is simple thinking. Any company that spends that much money, because television advertising is incredibly costly.
Right.
If they're spending that much money to advertise, they're making a lot of money too.
Exactly.
And you have to question the quality of a product that is on television across the board, in my not so humble opinion.
And the whole means of making you buy something is through insecurity.
Right. And fear.
It's making you, it's making you afraid, making you insecure, making you feel inadequate that you don't have this thing. In your life.
Well, and number seven is buy less stuff and more experiences. That is great. That's such good advice. It really is. And I love number eight, display gratitude. It's so important. And I would add I was just going to say, I'd add to this list. Number six is serve. This is kind of like my New Year's resolution. I mean, I already serve, but I want to serve so much every day, everyone, everything that I can, because that, I think, is such an incredible key to happiness. David Essel, who was on the show talking about that, it's in his book as well. His book, I had it right here.
I would take it a step further and say, if I was to say what our purpose is in life, on this planet, it's to serve. It's to serve. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Whatever your gift is, when you find out you have some gifts, and it could be anything. It could be math. It could be you just like talking to people. It could be, nutrition or whatever your gift is, use that in service to help others.
Absolutely. Well, that's exactly where I was going with it, is to, you want to change your 2018, make your purpose is to serve. And I'll find it. We'll go back to it. But it's really important. David Essel, in his book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. I actually earmarked it, but I'm having trouble putting my hands on it right now. But he basically talks about, here it is. This is one of the most powerful examples of service. So he says, one of the most powerful examples of this has to be from the best-selling author, Viktor Frankl. His New York Times best-selling book, Man's Search for Meaning, depicts the terrible challenges he faced in the concentration camps in Germany and his ability to take that struggle and turn it into something meaningful and powerful, which is serving other people.
Yeah, that actually reminds me of a mentality that I promote. It's called Stoicism. Do you know about that?
Uh-huh, I do.
So the obstacle is the way, that you don't want to have a life without obstacles, and those obstacles make you stronger, and then it gives you a way to help others and serve others.
Absolutely, it does. And it says, read more fiction, go outside. We already talked about that. Practice smiling.
That's a big one.
Display gratitude and give. Numerous studies show that charitable giving boosts happiness and reduces stress. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, because they bring this programming to you. These are companies that want to help you and serve you as well. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, that's CW Hemp, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Sean, thank you so much for being in studio with us today. Diamond, Lexi, Aviana, showing you gratitude. Everyone, get out there today and make the most of it.